This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan on Sunday signaled a major foreign policy shift away from Russia following Moscow's refusal to enter the latest conflict with Azerbaijan over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. Pashinyan told the nation in a televised address his former Soviet republic's current foreign security alliances were ineffective and insufficient. His address aired just days after Azerbaijan claimed full control over Nagorno-Karabakh after a lightning offensive that forced rebels in the ethnic Armenian territory to agree to disarm. The Philippines has accused China of blocking fishermen from a disputed area of the South China Sea by installing a floating barrier. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Footage released by the Philippine Coast Guard showed several Chinese vessels near the barrier, which Manila says is preventing Filipinos from entering and fishing in the area. A spokesperson said the Philippine Coast Guard and the Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources strongly condemn the installation of the barrier in part of the Scarborough Shoal. China claims 90% of the South China Sea, overlapping with the exclusive economic zones of Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Beijing seized the Scarborough Shoal in 2012, forcing Filipino fishermen to travel further for smaller catches.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. France is to end its military cooperation with Niger and withdraw its 1,500 troops tasked with battling Islamist rebels in the Sahel region. Following a July coup in the West African country, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Sunday. Macron said the troops would pull out by the end of the year. This is VOA News. The death toll from a truck bombing in central Somalia rose to 21 on Sunday after emergency workers dug through rubble to recover more bodies buried under broken bricks, concrete, and metal. A suicide bomber drove the vehicle, which was loaded with explosive, towards a security checkpoint on Saturday, triggering an explosion that razed nearby buildings, trapping residents and injuring dozens. Somalia's President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed condemned the attack, doubling down on his vow to eliminate al-Shabaab militants who have waged an insurgency against the country's fragile central government for over 15 years. Lloyd Austin, on his first visit to Africa as U.S. Defense Secretary, told reporters Sunday the Russian mercenary Wagner Group still has a substantial presence on the continent, more than 1 month since the death of the group's leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin. Carla Babb is traveling with Austin and has more from his first stop, Djibouti.
The U.S. has not seen a decisive shift in Wagner's relationship with the Kremlin or signs that Moscow has absorbed the group's operations on the continent, according to U.S. defense officials. Austin heads to Kenya on Monday. It will be the first visit to Kenya by a U.S. defense secretary since 1976. He will round out his trip in Angola, the first time a U.S. defense secretary has ever visited the country. Carla Babb, VOA News, Djibouti.
U.S. space agency NASA's first asteroid samples fetched from deep space parachuted into the western state of Utah desert Sunday to cap a seven-year journey. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Mission Control and NASA's James Traley announcing the momentous journey of the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft and its precious cargo from asteroid Bennu.
FRC has touchdown.
And touchdown of the OSIRIS-REx sample return capsule. A journey of a billion miles to asteroid Bennu and back has come to an end, marking America's first sample return mission of its kind and opening a time capsule to our ancient solar system.
Considered building blocks from the dawn of our solar system 4.5 billion years ago, the samples will help scientists better understand how Earth and life formed. I'm Julie Walker.
With just a week before Washington runs out of money to keep the federal government fully operating, warring factions within the Republican Party in the U.S. Congress on Sunday showed no signs of coming together to pass a stopgap funding bill. Congress so far has failed to finish any of the 12 regular spending bills to fund federal agency programs in the fiscal year starting on October 1st. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.